BibleTelling.org presents All the Stories of the Bible in a Year, as told by John Walsh. Today's story is Sparing God's Anointed.
Saul once again went after David. That night, he slept next to Abner, the commander of the army, with their men circled around them. The Lord caused a deep sleep to come over all of them. David took Abishai and walked to where Saul and Abner were sleeping. Abishai said to David, "Say the word, and I'll thrust this spear through your enemy." "No, God anointed him king of Israel, and only God can take that away." David took the king's water jug and his spear and left the camp without anyone waking up. When they were a safe distance away, David yelled, "Abner, listen to me! You failed to protect the king! Men came into the camp while you were sleeping! Look around! Where is the king's spear and water jug?" Saul yelled back, "Oh, my son David! Once again you had a chance to kill me, and you didn't! Oh, it's now clear to me that I've sinned." David said, "Yes, the Lord gave you to me, but I knew I wasn't to touch his anointed king. Oh, may God value my life and spare me, just like I value your life. Send a young man over here to get your spear." With that, King Saul went back home. David said to his men, "I must go to a place that is out of Saul's reach. What better place than with the king of the Philistines?"
Start an interactive group study on Proverbs. Learn how at wisdomworkout.org.